This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Checkpoint Intimates.
Yes, you are listening to Checkpoint Intimates, where two members of the Checkpoint team get together and they get real intimate on one very particular topic. My name is Cameron and I am joined by the lovely, effervescent Rachel.
Hi.
Thank you for being with me here today.
Thank you for having me.
And we're going to be discussing today a topic that is... It affects you, I think, on a daily basis, but it's something that I am quite passionate about myself. We're talking about female avatars, especially in multiplayer gaming, and how you navigate the rather unfortunate sexist world that we exist in when it comes to gaming. It's definitely something that has gotten better, and it's ever-changing, and there are definitely people that do it right, but it's something that, you know... Picking a female avatar and playing as a woman is something that can be challenging, I would say.
Yeah, look, I mean, I'm going to admit it right now so we can get it out of the way.
Yes.
I am actually a fan of some, keyword, some female armor. I'm actually, I play some MMOs and some things online, and I will actually go for the female armor because it looks pretty. There's some armors that I go for because they look pretty.
Yeah.
But... There's a difference between the I want the armor that looks pretty than the, oh, look, I'm wearing a bikini as I charge into battle against a horde of orcs.
Yeah, there's a huge difference between looking your best and looking like you're going to be sexually assaulted.
Yeah, you know, like when you're charging into battle and you just don't want that orky slip.
Yeah, you don't want to have to Hollywood tape your breastplate on so that you're not doing an accidental red carpet nip slip as you murder orcs.
Yeah, like, look.
I don't think you're asking for too much here.
No, I want to be pretty and functional, but I mean, at the same time, I will go for functional.
Can't fight crime if you ain't cute.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, this has all come around because, unfortunately, the internet being the internet, we have dealt with a bit of a crybaby reaction to a recent trailer. So in the last week, the Battlefield 5 trailer came out, Battlefield V, whichever one you want to call it. It takes us back to World War II. It's a great trailer. It's a lot of fun. It's bombastic and it's larger than life and very clearly not to be taken seriously. And I think that's the important thing here.
Yeah, but I'm going to call it V for victory because I saw it as a huge victory.
Yeah. Mm. I don't think that anyone looked at this and went, what a somber state of affairs. What a historically accurate take on World War II. yes, this is where I'll go to get my history of World War II. But here's the problem.
Ooh, the facts.
The problem everyone seems to be having is that they made the choice to include, a female avatar.
Again, you use that word everyone, and I feel like it's just the wrong descriptor.
I definitely believe it had a reaction with everyone.
Oh, it had a reaction with
the
everyone.
The problem is a collection of man babies, let's be honest.
Yeah, let's get the diapers out because let's it was man babies.
Let's get them out because, and I said it in my article, I'll say it again here. I stand by my statement that this has been a reaction by man babies.
Yeah.
I've not seen any... I'm sure they're out there. I'm sure they're out there. But I have yet, and I had to delve deep into this, you know, chain of comments. I did not see any women going, oh, that's not historically accurate. Women weren't involved in the war. Because women were. Whether they were involved a huge amount, people are saying, oh, the inclusion of the female avatar, it's just taking over. There's too many. I'm like, there is one out of the, like, probably, like, 10 characters you see on screen during the entire thing, one was a woman.
And here's the thing, even if the women were going on about all the historical inaccuracies, which, let's be honest, they weren't, I doubt that there's women out there that are worried about the historical inaccuracies and they're more like going, yay, representation!
Yeah, so it was added to the fact that there was also a black man in the group, which people have gone, oh, you're kind of that.
And the woman... Did you see the backlash about that one as well?
Oh, yeah, because the black soldiers never fought alongside the white soldiers, because, so they wouldn't be there.
Oh, my God, people of color in a game.
Ugh, God, it's too much. It gets even further when the woman had an a prosthetic arm.
Yeah, I know, right?
Oh, and now we went much more into depth about all of that in the main show, which you can go back and you can listen to that podcast. It's in the up-to-date podcast for this week.
Yeah.
We're here to talk about it in a much more focused point on not just Battlefield, but gaming as a whole, because it's been a long process to reach this point, I feel.
It's been a tedious one, and I feel like we haven't even really reached it. We're just, like, cusping the process.
Yeah.
And I feel like if we really want to destroy the man babies, we could maybe have a female person of color with a prosthetic limb.
Yes.
So
with a girlfriend.
Let's go for it all. A female person of color with a prosthetic limb or some other disability with a girlfriend. Let's do it all. Let's go for
everything
it, baby. Let's
at once.
Do it.
And we'll just destroy all man babies.
We'll implode them.
Now, this is something that I actively became involved in with a lot of online gaming. I made the choice early on, and I don't think it would be something that would be surprising to you. I chose that when I had the option to choose my character, I've started to play as female characters because I didn't feel there were enough narratives out there with female characters. So why, when I have the choice, would I automatically choose male? I used to choose male. I've made the option now that I'm always playing female. When I did The Division, I chose a female avatar. It was very deliberate of me.
Look, I don't know if the... obviously no one can see, but this is my shocked, sarcastic shocked face. it's clearly filled with absolute shock and horror.
And it's something that, like, in MMOs became a thing that... And it's kind of a gross thing with female avatars when they were first created, that a lot of men admitted that they would choose a female avatar and then put her in skimpy clothing because they'd rather watch that run around while they played. Yeah.
I think that a lot of men actually still do, let's be honest, that they will always choose the female because it's prettier to watch run.
Yeah.
Because she's got actual, like, physics. I don't want
to
say...
You wanted to say jiggle physics,
didn't you?
I wanted to say jiggle physics.
Okay.
We're in a safe space. Physics are on the table.
All right. Everyone will choose, all men will choose the woman because she comes with jiggle physics.
It's that thing of... What the problem there is then the design of the female avatars that we've had in the past needs to reach a level where that's not a thing. I'd like to bring into example choosing play as a female avatar in Bloodborne. I fully forgot I chose a woman until at one point I was changing outfits and went, oh, that's a lady. Oh, yeah, that's all right. Whoops. Yeah. And I think that's done right.
Yeah.
The armor... It has one weird thing where one of the hats is bigger for men and smaller for women. That was the only thing. It's very weird.
Yeah.
Well, no, it wasn't even that.
Oh, okay.
Because you can't see anything.
Yeah, but I mean, it's an up bun. Ponytail.
But shouldn't that mean it's bigger for women to fit more hair?
I feel like...
It went the other way.
No. We're more practical about it because we're thinking about it in pre-battle. Like, oh, I can't take this into battle. Cut. Whereas you guys are all just like, oh, look at me, my glorious ponytail flowing around outside of battle.
This feels like a very pointed attack for, like, the only person in Checkpoint that's male and has a ponytail.
No, it's not.
Yeah, I'm on to you. But it's that thing, right? Like, a lot of... In old MMOs, you take things like WoW, you do things like that. A lot of... Armor wasn't great when you took something that was put on a male character, you'd put it on a female character and you'd be like, wait, where'd half the fabric go?
Yeah, look, I can't take that into battle. Don't judge a thingy by the size of their... Look, I'm not going to judge you by the size of your helmet if you don't judge me by the size of my little bikini.
Yeah, so, your armor bikini. We keep coming back to armor bikinis.
Because that's the problem. It always came back to armor bikinis.
It did. And it's such a joke within the industry, and it's something that gets brought up a lot within the industry. Now, it's also that thing where I believe we need, going forward, yes, we have female avatars now.
Yeah.
Now those female avatars need to be dressed the same way as our male avatars.
Yes, they do.
And now I think something like Fortnite does it quite well.
Yes.
Everyone's wearing kind of tactical tank tops. Whether they're male or female, you're in a tank top and you look at it, you go, that's the kind of clothing that I would wear if I was going into battle.
Yeah, no, it's true. Like, it's functional.
Mm-hmm.
It gives you maneuverability.
Yep.
And, you know, it's fair.
And now let's go back to classic vanilla Fortnite before Battle Royale. Oh. And you had an array of different body types as well.
Yeah.
And the big burly men had burly women. The muscular soldiers were muscular women.
And you came with a different set of tactics and skills based on your, you know...
Your specific build. Yeah. And it was that thing where when we went into Battle Royale, you lost the ability to choose your character. You lost the ability to pick, I want to be this woman of color who has a burlier build. I want to be her. Now you get randomized choice when you get dropped in. This is both a double-edged sword. On one hand, men are being forced to occasionally play as these strong female characters that maybe they get a bit like, oh, I wish I was a dude. But no, you're playing as this wonderful, wonderful woman of color and she's amazing.
Yeah, I like that.
But people like us who are trying to actively make the choice to play as female characters to diversify what exists out there are being stuck with men sometimes.
Yeah, like, I mean, that's the bad side for us. Or, you know, in Fortnite, there are some cosmetic things that you can get.
Yep.
So, you know, you may get 30 or so games where you never see your cosmetic.
Yep.
So there is that also downside. But, you know what? Tough.
Yeah. I am willing to take it on the chin to have a bunch of men have to play as women that they maybe didn't want to play as.
Yeah.
And normalize that. To normalize the idea that it doesn't matter what the gender is, they both can get the job done.
Yeah, that's what I like about the random character mode in Overwatch, and that's one of my favorite game modes.
Mystery Heroes.
Mystery Heroes.
I like Mystery Heroes because, it forces people to just not always play that one idea of a character, and you get a nice, big, diverse range of characters.
I like Mystery Heroes because it forced me to learn how to play Lucio.
Yep.
And it's going to force me to learn how to play Genji if it kills me.
Now, I think I actually have a friend who actually gave me an anecdote about their interactions with... She's not a huge gamer. She's done a lot of mobile gaming, like, so she does a lot of Pokemon Go, Pocket Camp, all those kind of things. She picked up PUBG, and she chose a female avatar. And she's never really experienced this, and she came to me last night to discuss if it was something that was normal, that she seemed to be getting harassed in PUBG by male avatars. They would be teabagging her, they would be bothering her specifically ahead of other male, maybe better players that, you know, it was probably more important to get rid of them.
I just want to say yes, yes, and yes, as someone who plays MLG tournaments and things like that, and who's someone who's been in the gaming online community as a female avatar for a very long time. I'm so sorry. So very sorry. I apologize for every douchebag out there, but yes, and it's not going to improve, unfortunately.
And I think this is the big problem, and I think why they need to maybe start doing games that really normalize the idea of male and female avatars on the battlefield is so that these people who come in, the first time they get in the game, they're not sexually harassed by a male avatar, like digitally sexually harassed.
Here's the thing. I play Halo. Halo, yes. I haven't played for a long time because of this fact. Halo, you're basically in the most bulky armor you can get. Essentially, you cannot tell if you're male or female except for the minutest little things.
Yep.
I was still teabagged regularly upon my death. Every single time. Granted, most people were teabagging everyone, but like...
Just teabagging just, around, yeah, the, around
I mean,
the day.
Teabagging is fairly common in Halo, but I mean, my teabagging was more aggressive and I was getting sent personal messages.
Yep.
I was harassed well beyond the harassment because I have a fairly obvious female gamer tag.
Yep.
You can see that I'm a female based on my online profile. You can tell eventually if you get close enough to a Spartan when they die, whether or not they're female because of the death cry.
The noise of them dying,
And the harassment I received was beyond belief. And then when I played actually in competitions in person, that harassment upped because I was a female and people could tell physically.
Yes. And I think that's a big thing. Like I know whenever I... So my hunter in Destiny 2 and in Destiny was female. And you can kind of just tell in Destiny. If you see it at a glance, you're like, oh, I can't tell. The armor doesn't change. The body shape is slightly different if you take long enough to look at a person. So when I'd be dealing with people for a long time, the worst one I would get was people wouldn't like aim and attack and kill me specifically. But what I would get is people would emote on me in such a way that I would be standing in, I'd just be, and this happens in some of the MMOs that I've played as a woman as well. I'll just be standing in a open space in a social area, and I'll have people emoting that they're, you know,
you get the dancing,
the kneel emote.
Yeah, yeah, I get that all the time. I just,
people will just kneel. People will deliberately put themselves in such a way that
it looks like you're getting, like, in their face, your face is in their crotch area.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, no, that's me all the time on Destiny. I just try and ignore it.
Or you'll get the people, I know the big one for me is if I play Widowmaker on Overwatch, I will sometimes get a character that has a scope up my butt.
Yep.
Because Widow is one of those characters that has, you know, a very visible behind.
Have you had the one where you're scoping and someone comes in front of you? Because when Widow scopes, she kneels. Have you had that one?
Yeah.
Yeah,
I've had a lot of that.
Isn't it?
Yep.
Yeah.
And so there's just a lot of those situations where, you know, it's maybe not aggressive and it might not be, like I said, teabagging, but people are deliberately reacting with me differently if I use a female avatar over my male avatar.
It's, I'm sorry to do it, but it's online sexual harassment.
And
I receive it regularly, and your friend unfortunately receives it, and you receive it too because you choose female avatars. And thankfully, Xbox Live doesn't allow images to be sent anymore through their chat.
Yep.
Because, oh gosh, did
oh,
I receive
did you used to get things?
Oh, there's a word that rhymes with another word that I received a lot in my inbox.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure we can all figure out what that one is.
Yeah.
Now, I would like to, I don't want to end this on the downer note that we're all getting sexually harassed online.
No, but
there are, as I said before, there are some games that get it right. I think an important one is Final Fantasy Realm Reborn. I'd like to talk about this. I played this a lot. And I played this as a male avatar for one very specific reason. I was living my best gay life on that game because all the armor is the same female and male, regardless of, the only time it changes is your starting armor when you're in your, like when you first begin. But when you get into the high-end armors, if it is skimpy on a woman,
it
is skimpy on a man.
Yeah.
There are straps, and it is revealing, and I was on show. Yeah.
It can get quite BDSM-y.
It really does. And so that's a game where, like, yes, they have the lewd armor, but, you know, it's that Ariana Grande gif, equality, because they're both wearing the lewd armor.
Yeah, I like how lewd it can get. It's good. I feel like if there's jiggle physics on a girl, there should be jiggle physics on a guy.
That's
like
fair.
If we're jiggling up top, they should be jiggling down there.
Well, do you remember back in like Dead or Alive days? Maybe when you did the age to add to the breast bounce, you should have also been adding to the male crotch bounce.
How low can it go?
Yeah, the dangle physics.
Yeah, dangle physics.
I don't never want to say those words again. But it's things like Fortnite that did it right. Things like The Division, the female's armor looks like stuff that a woman would wear.
Well, you're not going to be out in your little, this is my HP bikini. Like,
It gives you extra HP.
Yeah. Oh, look, I'm not cold.
It's frost resistant. Yeah. The heat that's built up. No, I'm not even going to say that. But it's,
do not make a friction comment.
It's the two things. So it's not that I think it's stupid to just put a female character in the male armor. I think there is a difference in body shape. I think that should be recognized. But that doesn't mean that female armor isn't made in such a way that it is, you know, functional.
Yeah.
You know, I don't want everyone running around looking like the Quiet from Metal Gear. Like, if you had just put her in some nice tactical gear, like when you used to unlock the female characters to players, like Raging Buffalo. She was female, and she just wore military garb.
You have no idea how many issues I have with Quiet. Like,
a million, I'm sure.
It is
probably
like
the same amount as I do.
3 weeks worth of me complaining about Quiet is not enough.
But, like, I think that's the important thing. Recognize the difference in body, but be smart with how you dress them. That just because you can still wear the same clothes, it'll just fit slightly differently.
Yeah. Oh, and another point, don't just think that because you're giving us clothing equality that you can ditch out on the writing either.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
You know, clothing equality and story equality too. Mm. We want both. I'm just putting that out there right now. Don't ditch us on, like, give us one and then just scrap it on the other.
Yep.
Equality across the board, please.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
I think it's that thing of, I think we just need to normalize male and female avatars existing in the same space. And I would implore anyone who doesn't really care about their avatar, maybe start playing as a female avatar, because that makes a difference for those that do care. Seeing more female avatars out there is great, but play it for the right reason, not necessarily because you just want to stare at ladies.
Yeah, or maybe if there's a developer out there, make a really good game and then just make the main male protagonist quiet.
Yeah.
Write a quiet male protagonist and then dudes will see basically what women complain about in games.
Oh, well, that happened. We had that Final Fantasy mobile game where he was going to be very scantily clad and men freaked out. And they changed it because men freaked out.
Yeah, don't change it and then just put it straight through and then let men find out exactly why we're angry.
Well, Rachel, thank you so much for coming in and talking about a topic that's pretty important to a lot of people out there, you and I included.
Yeah, I think we've got a lot to say on it.
Yes. Well, you guys have been listening to Checkpoint Intimates. If you enjoyed this, definitely go in, have a listen to our other podcasts that we have. Heaps of intimates where we talk about important topics, but also up to date where we just chat about the stuff that's coming out, and big topic ones where we talk about the big stuff for an hour. I have been Cameron. Once again, thank you for joining me, Rachel.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks, guys.
This has been a Joycast of Checkpoint for Joy 94.9. If you like this podcast, please rate us on iTunes and Stitcher.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.